Welcome to the best 5-Minute Wine Podcast with Forrest Kelly.
I wouldn't say chaotic, but I've definitely got to do some really fun venues. So with the Beef Association a few years back, I got to do a wine tasting at a rodeo.
It's that damn old rodeo.
In South Dakota. That was absolutely something I did not have for my bucket list. But you know what? It was great. And I realized, because I had never been to a rodeo before, that there is a lot of wine intersection there. There's a lot of wine lovers at the rodeo. And it's more than just, you know, the bull riding. There's so many great food and wine connections there. There's shopping. It was just a really fun experience. I also did a wine tasting at the Hank Williams Museum in Alabama. Another one I didn't have on my bingo card. So I just really get to do all of these fun corporate tastings at amazing venues. And really, you know, what I want people to leave is thinking about wine differently. I call it think different, drink different. And that's about trusting your own taste. So as long as people leave with that one thought and they had a great time, they tasted something they loved, they laughed with their family and friends, in the end, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, when you were saying the Cattlemen's Beef Association, I was trying to think of Yellowstone watching. I don't think they were drinking wine on the show.
Yeah, there's a lot of brown liquor there, but but you'll find if you go to these rodeos that a number of them have wine components to the lineup, like wine gardens and wine things, because it is such a popular beverage, and there's a lot of ladies there too who love drinking wine. So,
what is the now? You got your start. You said your first introduction to wine was through a box. Tell us about that.
Well, actually, I'll back up. Previous to the box, my very first wine experience, and I do share this a lot of times with my audiences, but maybe not with my fancy wine friends, but it was Boone's Farm Strawberry Hill at the drive-in movies. Yep. I'm sure you remember the drive-in movies.
Oh, was it
but I got a little taste of it. No, not that far back. But I got a little taste of that Boone's Farm, and I thought, tastes like juice to me, not quite digging it. So pretty much in college was more on the malt beverage side of things and didn't really get back to wine till I was in the working world, again, attending some of those business dinners.
Going from Boone's Farm to what's the most expensive wine that you've ever tasted?
Oh, geez. Most expensive wine. Possibly maybe a Bordeaux, like a Chateau Petrus or a Sauterne, like Chateau Decam. I love Barolos from Italy. Those can be some of the most expensive wines. Definitely dig champagne. But, you know, really, I get more jazzed about finding great, affordable wines under $25 because, you know, when I'm drinking on a Tuesday night, I'm not popping open a $100 bottle of wine, and most people I know aren't either. So most of what I do is finding those great, affordable gems, and that's what I try to share at my shows.
Yeah.
I do have a free app for iPhone and Android called The Wine Coach, just the name of my business. And you can listen to my podcast in there. You can email me if you have any wine questions. My wine picks are there and so much more. And yeah, I just hope people will come out and see me and see something to whine about to really experience the ultimate pairing, wine and laughter. Yeah. And you just go to the App Store, iPhone or Android, and just find the Wine Coach app and download it for free. Love to connect with everyone on socials. On Instagram, it's just at The Wine Coach. Same thing on Threads. And if you go to Facebook and just put in The Wine Coach, I will come right up. Thank you so much. And I just want to invite everybody to connect with me at thewinecoach.com. And you know what? The last thing I want to say is cheers.